from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show. Triple M.
Top six. I nearly didn't make it.
Yeah, so did I.
I was yawning.
Yeah, don't yawn. That's confidence going, mate.
Yeah.
Top six at six. Bod Motts.
Yeah, getting up to date.
Little snippets. Something to talk about just on arrival. That's often the hardest thing, isn't it? When you just first arrive.
The small talk.
But if you've got something tucked up your sleeve, maybe from the top six, you're ready to go.
Did you hear X?
Did you hear that the West Australian Premier Mark McGowan's announced the state will abandon its Feb 5 reopening despite the national plan blaming the Omicron outbreak?
Yes. It's a strange one, isn't it?
Because but they love him over there.
It's been around for a few months now.
They love him.
Yeah.
It's WA versus the world, not just Australia.
No, I know.
Mark McGowan. He doesn't strike me as a fun guy.
No.
You know, he's got a bit of
matter of fact.
Sammy Serious is about him,
hasn't
he?
Very serious. Yeah, I've never seen him laugh.
No, either
have I.
Never
seen a smile.
Didn't he do a half joke in poor taste recently, not that long ago?
Oh, yeah.
I forget what it was about.
Did he do something for Bunnings?
It was super awkward. It was like, I don't know if you've...
interpreter.
Was it an interpreter?
Oh. Was that one? Mm. Oh, yeah. We'll show you that clip after.
The sort of...
Oh, really?
Hand stuff.
No.
No?
No. Yeah, no.
I don't understand the interpreters on TV or the sign guys, DC. It doesn't make any sense.
Are you referring to when he was talking about who would play him in a movie?
Yes.
About,
what was that?
It was about the Cleo Smith disappearance.
That's right. Oh, and he did a joke about who'd play him in a movie if they made a story about the Cleo Smith disappearance. I was like, yeah, I don't know if that's your opening gag.
No.
Certainly won't be mine at the Athenaeum tonight.
Tonight, of course.
7 p.m. Do yourself a favour.
We'll be there.
Number two, Australian Open favourite Daniil Medvedev slams low IQ Melbourne crowd.
Yeah. What's that about?
Well, I know you were saying that the other courts were the ones with the rowdy people, but it was so embarrassing last night.
It was mortifying. I'll show you the clips in the back page.
Well, Kyrgios really sort of winds them up, doesn't he?
And he encouraged it,
And they're doing that thing they do for Ronaldo, which if I was Kyrgios, I'd go to a press conference and go, please stop doing the Ronaldo thing because I'm clearly not Ronaldo or even in the same sort of universe as Ronaldo.
If you were him, But Kyrgios celebrated like Ronaldo after he won his last match.
Of course he did. He's just mentally weak, Kyrgios, and that'll always work against him. He's got all the skills in the world, but he just is mentally deficient.
Right, okay. Yeah.
He is not mentally strong enough to go any further. Has he ever gone into round sort of three and four?
Yeah, he's made quarters.
Has he?
Yeah. I think he made a quarter at Wimbledon.
I didn't realise he was that good.
He was very good last night.
Good.
He made a quarter, has he? Number three, Sahara Desert blanketed in snow after bizarre weather event.
How odd.
It's the Bartel Desert.
Which part of the Sahara?
They're renaming it. The Dunes of Nadia.
Came up, plates everywhere.
Plates spinning. It's like a David Bowie film clip. There's just plates spinning on sticks and Nadia in a big...
Stop! Please stop.
Priscilla, Queen of the Desert thing, standing on top of a snow-covered sand dune.
On a bus.
The dunes of Nadia! It's all at the Ath tonight.
More of that.
Surgeons have successfully transplanted two pig kidneys into a brain-dead human.
Really?
Oh, this is awful. Marking a significant step in the decades-long quest to use animal organs for life-saving transplants.
Wow.
It's not enough we've been killing them and eating them for years. Now we're going to harvest their organs to keep us alive. We're really milking the animals.
I reckon.
Would you be happy to take a pig kidney if it meant that you could get off dialysis?
Yeah, I would. I'd give it a go.
Every day of the week.
Absolutely.
No brainer, isn't it?
It's an absolute no brainer. Kill all the pigs. Number five, Melbourne's American Donut Kitchen is a tiny van that's been operating since 1950 and it's said to sell the very best hot jam donuts in Australia. Of course, out the front of the Vic Markets there.
That looks amazing.
Yeah.
Picture that we saw.
That is the one at the Queen Vic Markets, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been there forever. Number six, Scott Morrison says the child forklift driver's idea is no longer being pursued.
Surprise,
what a surprise. Oh, God. Thank God for ScoMo, eh?
Top six and six.
Yes. What's on the
back page? Da 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 da.
All right, time for the sport news, the wide world of Will. What do you got for us, Will?
Thank you, Troy. Say what you want about Nick Kyrgios, but he put on a very entertaining match last night at Rod Laver Arena.
Okay. I watched about 10 minutes of it and I went, oh, that's right. Yeah. Nick Kyrgios. What else is on?
Russian number 2 seed Daniil Medvedev, the outright favourite for the tournament and the best player in it.
I mean, God, he can serve, can't he?
He's an absolute freak.
His serve is like a metronome.
Yeah,
he doesn't look like a tennis player.
No, but he doesn't. But then when he misses his first serve, he still will serve at 200 kilometres an hour for his second. He's not like he's backing off to 180.
Yeah, his serve is unplayable. And he is such a good returner of the ball as well. Kyrgios normally would get a lot more aces than he did last night.
And he looks like a bloke who wants to win an Open, which Kyrgios has never looked like. He looks like a petulant child running around in a state of confusion.
Yes, Kyrgios had some interactions with the umpire about the time it took him to get his towel. There were time violations. He smashed his racket in the fourth set. He went down in four sets, nearly 3 hours of tennis. So he fought back in the third.
Three hours of tennis?
Mm.
God, they got him on a good night. Normally he's chuffed off by then.
He lost a tiebreak in the first. He really pushed Medvedev for most of the match.
For about 20 minutes.
Really good.
Yeah, it was. So Medvedev, the US Open champ, and he's had goading antics in the past with the crowd. And he had an interview with Jim Courier after the match, and it went like this.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only choice when you get booed between first and second serve. It's not easy, so you just had to stay calm and win the match.
Oh. Oh, my God.
That's not tennis. Not in this country.
I know. I think they're saying sue, which is a soccer thing, a football thing.
Sorry, I can't hear you.
I'll try it again.
Guys, I can't hear him. Please show some respect for Jim Courier. He won here, guys. Thank you.
He won here, guys. We love Jim, don't we?
Let him speak, please, guys. If you respect somebody, at least respect Jim Courier.
So,
that is so embarrassing.
Pretty embarrassing for the Melbourne crowd.
Yeah, but we all know what's going on there.
What?
Kyrgios fans.
Yeah.
You know, he incites them and they respond. Because they do have a low IQ, unfortunately.
So there was a bit of jeering in between serves, which is generally not on in tennis, and Medvedev went again in the post-match press conference.
Oh, I had a few moments on my serve. Many games were actually quite easy for me, a lot of aces. A few moments were tough, where he managed to make some good returns. Then I have a breakpoint second serve and people are cheering like you already made a double fault. And I mean, that's just disappointing because it's not everybody who is doing it, but those who are doing it probably have a low IQ.
I agree.
Low IQ tennis fans. He then wrote Sue on the camera as he was walking off. So
I don't like this whole Sue thing.
No, no.
So not at the tennis.
No.
Well played, Daniil Medvedev. Sam Stosur, Australian Open career is now finished. An emotional farewell. She lost in straight sets. So well done to Sam Stosur.
She's been a wonderful, wonderful. She's still going to play doubles, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The end of her singles career. And what a career it's been. She got as high as number 4.
Yep. Beat Serena Williams in a US Open final.
I mean, if you can only say one thing about your tennis career, beating Serena Williams in a US Open final.
Amazing career.
Amazing career.
That leaves four Aussies remaining in the third round. Wildcard pair Madison Inglis and Chris O'Connell, which are really good stories. So Madison had never won a Grand Slam match before this tournament. She's now into the third round, 24-year-old.
Good honour.
And O'Connell defeated the 13th seed Diego Schwartzman in straight sets. He was working on a boat in Sydney only 2 years ago.
I watched that one too.
Yeah. Alex de Minaur, of course, won in straight sets. And Ash Barty plays tonight at 7 p.m. There was carnage in the women's draw yesterday. Three top 12 seeds eliminated, as well as the US Open champ, Emma Raducanu.
Oh, she's out, is she?
She's out.
All right.
She had blister trouble. And
we've all had that.
Haven't we?
Just depends where they are.
And it is worth mentioning the women's Ashes with no Elise Perry.
For the T20.
Yes, the first match of the Ashes series at Adelaide Oval. Talia McGrath, 3 for 26 with the ball, followed by 91 not out of 49 with the bat.
Fair go.
Leading us to a 9-wicket win, chasing down 170. So a good start for the Women's Ashes side.
There
go the Aussies.
That's the Wide World of Will.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M.